News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Okay, let's go to Mary Favier, COVID-19 advisor to the Irish College of General Practitioners. Mary, the news over the last week or two has been sort of relentlessly grim in terms of the numbers. What kind of average numbers are GPs dealing with at the moment in terms of COVID cases? And have they seen a little bit of a fall off in the last few days?
GPs are continuing to see a lot of COVID-related cases, both people presenting appropriately for testing and then those unfortunately getting complications from the illness. So things eased a little bit a week ago or so. We thought we were making progress, but towards the end of last week, in our practice in particular, but in many practices reporting that there was still a considerable number of people being symptomatic and needing testing. And that is of concern to us. The week after Christmas, the week after the New Year, particularly, the numbers reduced quite considerably, but that week is the quietest week of the year. Our concern is that last week people returned to work and in some fashion their activities, and that the numbers are slowing, but not slowing enough. And really, we're concerned that they might plateau out. And so we'd be asking people, really, do not do anything today that you don't have to do. Please stay at home. Do not go to work unless you have to, and for employers to follow that as well.
Is it your instinct that people are not obeying the regulations? We heard reports there over the weekend of many fines being handed out for people going outside their 5K limits.
I think the vast majority of people are following the regulations. Most people are really, really concerned. They're really anxious. Some people don't fully understand.
Why are the numbers not coming down then, Mary? Sorry to cut across you. Why are the numbers not coming down?
Because I think we're not doing enough and there's still too much movement. Anybody who's out, like when I go to work this morning now after this interview, I'll notice the traffic on the road is still heavier and faster and more of it than there was in March of last year. So something is happening this year that's different to March. And it's because more people are going to work. More people are seeing that there's some wriggle room. And we need to stop that. We need 2 to 3 weeks of absolutely staying at home. And until we do that, our numbers will decline very, very slowly. And with the new variant here, the UK variant, we're seeing that whole families are now getting COVID because it's an infectious variant. And to stop that, we literally have to reduce our contacts. And people are very concerned about our hospitals. Our hospitals are under significant pressure. Mm. We're seeing patients who don't want to attend, and we have to try and really encourage them. We need to make sure that non-COVID illness is still looked after. People will still have heart attacks and appendicitis. And our hospitals need to be protected. Otherwise, okay, we're going to be in this situation until March, April, May.
Okay, Mary Favier, COVID-19 advisor to the Irish College of General Practitioners. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.